dear friend, welcome to Sunday Worship, this eighth day of November. I am Joey Kroll. Hope you're having a blessed weekend. What a crazy week it was, wasn't it? So let's just kind of unplug from headlines and news stories, and let's gather and lift up the name of Jesus. Hey, let's start things off with Psalm 23, verse 6. Listen to this. It says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever."
I was buried beneath my shame. Who could carry that kind of weight? It was my tomb till I met you. I was breathing but not alive. All my failures I tried to hide. It was my turn till I
up the name of Jesus. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and you can connect with me online. Just visit facebook.com/Joey Kroll Online. And it was Corrie ten Boom who once said, "Hold everything in your hands lightly, otherwise it hurts when God pries your fingers open."
Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
Raise the light above from the dead. Oh, raise the one who paid my debt.
Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed me white as snow.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters.
You know, Benjamin Franklin remains to be a household name more than 200 years after his death. And Fred, think about this. To be remembered after your death, Franklin said that you must either write things worth reading or do things worth writing about. And he seems to have done both. But, you know, being remembered, I'll tell you what, it's a worthy goal, but not for reasons of fame. Instead, the legacy we leave behind for our children and others is definitely definitely worth considering. It's not important that people write books about us, but it is important that they be encouraged to live a good and godly life because of being touched by the life that we lived. So friend, let's make a positive impact and let's choose to leave behind a godly legacy. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
He is the glory of the stars. He is the lover of the human heart. The universe is in his hands. Next to him, none will stand. Behold us. Father and a friend, faithful to the
Listen to this verse from Psalm 84, verse 11. It says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly."
The grace of God has reached for me. Solid ground. The Lord is my salvation. I will not fear when darkness falls. His strength will help me scale these walls. I'll see the dawn of the rising sun. Is my salvation.
Amen. Keith and Kristen Getty, the Lord is my salvation. Friend, thanks for tuning in today. If you missed any of today's program, go back and re-listen to it at our website at greatnewsradio.org. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.